The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty. It is Monday morning, the 6th of July 2020, and we are delighted to be here and to have your company until 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551, and you can email ryan@rte.ie with whatever is on your mind. Makes you happy or ails you, either way. And we'd love to hear from you. I managed to get across the Shannon and into the West this weekend for the first time in a long time, catch up with old friends and places that I love only too well. And along the way, I was able to make a few observations about what's happening in the world. And the news is really good. It's very positive to see Irish people, particularly Irish families. There was something really beautiful about seeing, you know, mums and dads and uncles and aunties and children, even if it was overcast and even if it was a little grey, there's always a kid with an ice cream and a shot of lime or whatever the hell is creeping down the side of it, or some hundreds and thousands. They were everywhere. And at one stage, there's a beautiful statue in Clifton of Alcock and Brown, the two aviators who made their way across the Atlantic. A great story, and it's well remembered in that gorgeous town. And I saw kids climbing in and around it. And I thought, you know, if they had been in Lanzarote or the Canaries, they wouldn't have learnt about these two aviators and what happened in Ireland and history, and they wouldn't have had an ice cream and a rainy day in Dog's Bay. And although it sounds like it sounds really grim, it's not. They were happy and they were loving, you know, their own country, and it was very gorgeous. And all the businesses around the place, the form was really good, and everyone was entitled to be in bad form and everyone was entitled to be concerned, and yet they were just behind every counter and every shop and every restaurant, people were welcoming and to all, and they seemed to be really appreciative of the business. And, you know, it was unusual, because I'd normally you'd see regs from all around the world or busk tours. And of course, it's a shame that they're not there and they're missed, and it's going to impact everyone. But it was kind of heartening to see all our fellow Irish men and women and their families on tour, and to me, happy. It looked to me that they were happy and making the most of it. So may this be the good news side of what is otherwise a difficult story, no doubt about it. I saw they were talking about mass yesterday on the radio. They were saying that, you know, one particular area closed down their church, they closed the doors of the churches to say, look, we can only fit 50 of you in, yet hundreds of you want to come in. So rather than have some sort of lottery or disappoint some, we'll just say no. We'll wait. We'll keep Zooming until we can, or put it online or whatever, you until we can invite more of you in. You know, that'll be the distancing rule. So that's fine. But I see Declan Cashin tweeted about this with this sign saying, confession today will be until exactly 5:30 p.m. There is only one priest available for confession today. Make your confession direct to the point and confess only your sins and offences. No need to explain why you did it. Thank you very much. That's COVID-friendly confessionals. Short and to the point, like all speeches should be, if you can have them. And meanwhile, in Cornwall, see James Caddy tweeting also a picture of three people on a bridge in Cornwall overlooking the motorway with a massive sign that they went to some trouble to write, holding this big homemade sign that says, turn around and off. And that's they don't want to welcome you in at all. They want you to stay where you are. Hundreds of revelers, meanwhile, have packed a football ground for Northern Ireland's first drive-in country music concert. I knew they'd be the first. I knew the country music fans would be the first. They love it. They are missing it. You know, they're missing it in a way that most other types of music fans mightn't. And so the socially distanced gathering at Ballymena Showgrounds in Antrim took in 400 cars or vehicles of some sort on Friday evening. It was the Farmers Bash Country Drive-In. Derek Ryan was there, Marty Moan was there, the great Philomena Begley was there. And the first show sold out in less than half an hour. They're planning a second one on Saturday, and country fans were able to just sit there in the car and listen with the left windows down, sunroof open, and car radio on, and it all seemed to work out. On-site toilets were controlled, queuing was available there, so controlled queuing, and food providers served directly to cars to maintain social distancing and avoid queuing. So it is possible to stage a concert and go to a concert and enjoy the live music. It's just in a different way. So that's probably a good result. Sad result for Ennio Morricone. Of course, you've been listening to the reports from the news. He was 91 years old and he passed away at the weekend, and his music will live on, I suspect, forever because it's so iconic. And I didn't realise he'd only won his Oscar. Well, he won two Oscars. One was honorary, but the one he won for proper was for the music on Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight, and not any of the other, like The Mission or Bugsy, The Untouchables, Fistful of Dollars, Few Dollars More, The Good, Bad and the Ugly, Once Upon a Time in the West. But sometimes brilliant people, like whether they're actors or composers like that, they don't get recognised by Oscars people for their best work necessarily. They tend to sometimes say, oops, sorry, and they just give them one for, do you remember Al Pacino won it for, I think, Scent of a Woman, which, while it's a great film, it wasn't his best work. But I think they sometimes go, we better give him one in case he starts making the mortgage money stuff. You know, the alimony movies that De Niro makes, where he's clearly just making films to put a few bob in the account. You go, what is he doing in that? And then you realise, all right, you read a gossip page and you realise why he's doing that. Anyway, Morricone, born 1928. His dad played the trumpet, great instrument. And the trumpet was the first instrument that Ennio Morricone played. And he started writing music at the age of six, and on he went. So may he rest in peace. Speaking of the bit of jazz and the trumpets, the 2020 Guinness Cork Jazz Festival has been cancelled. No surprise there from the Irish Examiner. And they said that obviously it's a result of COVID-19 and the restrictions on indoor and outdoor activities. And they confirmed that the festival would return in 2021. Which is the plan. So like so many things, I was looking at concerts. Tom Jones concerts being kicked to touch until July 2021, and I presume most of them will be along those lines. Now, books-wise, yeah, I watched, there was a great piece on the with Damien O'Reilly yesterday, who was talking to Donald Clark and others about Cassandra from the Irish Film Institute, about what we should be watching and what not watching. And they started talking about this documentary called The Booksellers. Now, of course, my ears pricked up and thought, what? The Booksellers? I watched it last night because it sounded beautiful. This is about people who sell antiquarian books mostly. And I thought, well, I'm not that interested in that, but it looks lovely. And it was one of the most beautiful documentaries I've ever seen. But I'm qualifying my recommendation by saying this. You'd want to be really into books to really enjoy it. Otherwise, you'd be bored. And I'm into. So either like they treat books like they were just humans. They just love them so much. So if it's your books are your thing, find this documentary called The Booksellers and watch it, and you will be happy. But if you're bored by it, books probably aren't your thing, and so don't blame me. That's what I'm saying. Don't be blaming me. But on the subject, but it is lovely. Honest to goodness, it's beautiful. A lot of bookshops in New York, and the kind of quirky bookshop owners, with they might have twirly mustaches or a cat running around the bookshelves. And the family businesses that families that went into the business in New York in particular, the Strand Bookshop, one of my favorites in the world, gets a mention, and you get a look in there. And yeah, you smell of dust afterwards, but in a really good way. Okay, that's called The Booksellers, and that's worth a look. The Hope Foundation is a charity we mentioned. Actually, it was with Jeremy Irons, wasn't it, on the Late Late Show not too long ago. And they have now done a monthly Zoom book club. It's a great idea. So if you join up on this, there's a special guest author will join in for a chat about the chosen book. So this makes great sense. All the guests will be household names. They're going to start with Liz Nugent, who is on to us. Only this, wasn't it this day last week, talking about from the hairdresser's chair? So she's going to be talking about her brilliant new novel, Our Little Cruelties. Well, latest, not quite new, but it's Our Little Cruelties, which is close enough to the top of the charts all the time at the moment, which is great. But there'll be other authors which will feature, like Donal Ryan and Emer McGlysett and Sarah Breen, obviously. And as I say, Rachel English is in there, and Sheila Flanagan and Patricia Gibney. So there's a great list of people, but they're limited places. You join for 6 months, €60 donation, or join for 12 months for 100. And you can choose to sign up month by month if you just want to be available for one or two. And they're trying to raise money for the Hope Foundation to support slum children in India. Hopeshop.ie for details. So I'm happy to promote that because it's good, great charity, and a very interesting way of going about making a few quid. Now, I was just looking at Donald Trump over the weekend at Mount Rushmore. It was extraordinary. The darkness of the speech and the the imagery of Mount Rushmore in the background and the flags in the wind. It was just amazing for all the different reasons you can imagine. And he mentioned at one stage that he wanted to celebrate the great Americans. I think Frank Sinatra came in for mention, and Mia Farrow, who was, of course, married to Frank Sinatra, immediately tweeted out, "Frank Sinatra would have loathed Donald Trump," to which Nancy Sinatra replied, "He actually did loathe him," as it happens. And she quoted Sinatra, who said once, "Consider what we are doing to each other as we rob friends and strangers of dignity as well as equality. For if we don't come to grips with this killer disease of hatred, of bigotry and racism and anti-Semitism, pretty soon we will destroy from within this blessed country." And that was Frank Sinatra, a long time before Donald Trump was a twinkle in the political eye, but obviously on the money there. Sinead O'Connor will be releasing a new single in the next few weeks in aid of Black Lives Matter. So that's something to look forward to. You see, she was tweeting over the weekend about that. And also on Twitter, the Irish Examiner again telling us that Twitter itself has partnered with Safe Ireland, which is obviously an organisation we have huge time for, to encourage people experiencing domestic and sexual violence to reach out for support. The social networking service has a new prompt, and this directs people to support services provided by Safe Ireland. So I just love that. If words and phrases linked with domestic abuse are searched, the prompt will bring the person to Safe Ireland's website. So that is a time well spent there. So well done to them. And I mean, you've been hearing about Kanye West. Kanye West, of course, married to Kim Kardashian. A big Donald Trump supporter was, I remember the bizarre sight. If you didn't see it, it's worth looking back on YouTube. The Kanye West kind of fawning all over Donald Trump in the Oval Office. It was quite bizarre. He's 43 years old. He's won 21 Grammys, and like an amazing artist. Every time I hear it, and obviously the one I love is Gold Digger's great tune. And every time I hear it, I just think it's a masterpiece, which is credit to him. So he's very good at what he does. Picked up an immediate endorsement from Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, who tweeted in reply, "You have my full support." So we'll see. I mean, if somebody told me 6 years ago, 5 years ago, that Donald Trump would be in the White House, I would have laughed. And here we are. So let's rule nothing or nobody out. There's a guy who presents a news program on Fox News called Tucker Carlson. And only yesterday on CNN, they were saying that there's some chatter in Republican circles that he may be a 2024 candidate. So there's something to look out for too. But we say we had Ross Perot in 1992. It took 19% of the vote. And then Ralph Nader, they took 3%. And some would say without Nader, Gore would have been in and history would have been radically changed. But sure, we could be what-ifing our way through life, couldn't we, in every sense. 51551 is the text number. Susan said yesterday it was Irish holiday weather. Yes, it was. Light showers interspersed with bursts of bright sunshine complemented by a squally wind. It's so evocative of childhood holidays. Well, we're there back. Marion from Lucan says, "What you said about Clifton is so nice. Myself and my husband are heading to Clifton this morning for a few days. We love it there." Well, you're going to have a great old trip and you should take the route around from Uthryard to via Roundstone, who, you know, our own friend and colleague Kira King, I actually bumped into her in Roundstone Harbour on Saturday afternoon, and she was saying how happy she was to see everyone coming in and supporting the local economy. So it's really going nicely around the place. And you won't be, if it's raining, there's a fire somewhere that you can have a pint beside. If it's sunny, go for a walk on the beach. So you can take it anyway, can't you? Listening to you talk about the book documentary, if you could make a documentary on any topic, what would it be? Reminds me of those questions that you'd have watching kids' TV programs on a Saturday. If you were a woodland animal, which one would you be? And it's that kind of question. So I'll have a think about it. I've made it. There was a thing called No Frontiers, which is a travel TV show. I don't know if you remember. And every now and again, they'd ask me to do a guest spot. And I think I really enjoyed that. I did one on the Normandy landings. I did one on Oxford, which I loved because I was all into Inspector Morse and Harry Potter and the Eagle and Child pub where C.S. Lewis and Tolkien would sit over ale and talk about their latest musings. I think I'm right in saying all of that. And I did a documentary on Kennedy in in Ireland and all those sorts of things. So they're gorgeous things. So they would be the sort of things that would interest me, history mostly. So thank you for asking. And that's my answer to the question. The time, though, is 9:18. We're going to be talking to, with two different types of directions to go on the programme this morning. So we'll bring you there. So stay with us. You never know what might happen. But in the meantime, I'm going to start musically with Aretha. Why not? So Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools at 9:21 this Monday morning. 51551. Your chat about books at the background of the kitchen this morning has piqued the interest of my 19-month-old Daniel, who has just wandered over to his bookshelf and selected three for us to read together. Good man. Yeah, thank you for all your work in supporting reading. Well, it's only because I love it, and hopefully you do too. I'm heading off to Ackle with my friends on Thursday. You will not be disappointed. In Ackle, that's a beautiful drive and it's a beautiful part of the country and you'll get great welcome, gorgeous beaches, etc. Never went abroad until I was 21. Prior to that, we went camping all over Ireland. I've seen the entire country and it is worth it. Good. I did see a lot of mobile homes or rather caravans and camper vans on tour over the weekend as well. So it's it was busy, but good busy, I think, broadly speaking. Okay, we'll bring our first guest in to you after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed Dave as much as I did. And that's reflected in the text this morning. 51551, Mary in Galway says, if you want to make God laugh, make a plan. Dave is amazing. Best of luck with the band. Another says, what a beautiful spirit. I enjoyed that chat with Dave. Such a lovely fella. And good luck to him. Hear, hear. What a story. That poor chap, Dave, an amazing fella for being positive after all he's been through. And good luck to him for the future. And that's exactly it. He kind of make you pause for thought, wouldn't he? And loved his attitude. Gene in Cork says, thanks for mentioning the roadies and the techies. The whole ecosystem behind the performers are all out of work with no real end in sight. Well, I work with all those guys and gals on the late. You see them behind the scenes and they work very, very hard and they are always appreciate it, but they just need to be acknowledged, I suppose, a little bit every now and again. We need more of that, young man. What an absolute positive delight. Precisely. In the middle of it all, this guy comes out and says, yeah, had that, did that, feel that way, and still smiling. Amazing. And Sarah in Athlone says, I love people like Dave, born happy, coming into this world. You got that right. What a great young man, says another. A ray of sunshine, despite his chemo, which cannot be easy. God bless him. And what a total legend, says another. His positive attitude and general sunny outlook on life gave me goosebumps. His folks should be so proud. Hear, hear. And Rita in Longford says, would you play that chap Dave's record? We'd all love to hear it. Lovely interview. And he sure is a ray of sunshine. I'll happily play his record because I have it here, as it turns out. So I think we should listen to him. Listen to what the man sang and enjoy it. Listening to this great young man, as you said, he is a tonic and a blast of positivity. Godspeed to him and the band, says Martin. I don't know why I'm crying. I don't be crying. It's a good news story. He's happy and he's safe and he's well. But you say, I don't know why I'm crying listening today, but my mouth is hurting, smiling. Well, that's good. He's a ray of sunshine. Hopefully he gets the break in the music industry that he deserves. I've just listened to your interview with Dave. I work with him and he brings such joy to his students. He's an SNA, as he said, as well as everything else. So he's just one of life's good people. So good on him. And the band's called Stolen City. This is one of their songs. It's called Coming Home. And because we enjoyed talking to him so much, let's hear the man sing. That's a nice blast of sunshine, isn't it? From Stolen City. That's called Coming Home. That should be on the RTE playlist, if ever anything should be. That's a cracking tune. And well done to Dave and the band for that. Love that. Great stuff. Really wish Dave a speedy recovery, says a text. I'm looking forward to having him back among us very soon, says Pat O'Connell. Good. I must say hello to all my friends, by the way, who bumped into Nuthrai, particularly the gang at Finnerty's Butchers there on the main street, and to my dear friends, Mike and Maria, and the family, all of them, the Healy's there in Carb Wave. Great to see yous all looking so well and being so happy and giving the great welcome that we're accustomed to at this point. So, and good luck and safe travels to everyone. If they're travelling around the country and going to keep the economy buoyant and alive and shopping local and buying Irish, that's the way forward. Dee in Dublin says, I hope you're well. I am. I'm starting a new job today. Congratulations. She says, I'm in Dublin City for the first time since March. and I'm currently walking up Grafton Street, and it's like a Sunday morning. It's hard to believe a few months ago at Christmas, we were all cheek by jowl. I couldn't imagine such a thing now. Good. Well, good luck in the job today. What a peculiar time to be starting a new job, but I hope it goes very, very well for you. I was walking through the streets of Dublin during the day, one of the days last week, and I was struck by how quiet it was. I thought it might be a little busier, but not at all. Peter and Mary said, we spent the last days in the Carna Bay Hotel in Connemara. You could do worse things than that. Brave new venture for Carl and Mary Rogers. Wonderful food, friendly local staff, and a great place to wind down. Best of luck to Carl and Mary in that endeavour. Wish Dave, oh yes, mentioned that, and everyone needs a bit of Dave. What a lovely chap. That is the truth. Everyone needs a bit of Dave in their lives. That's the truth. On the subject of documentary, Stuart says there's a short 40-minute documentary on YouTube called The Pools. That's P-O-O-L-E-S, a 1916 Band of Brothers story. My great-grandfather was one of them, and I think you would find it interesting. Well, I'm going to write that down, and I'll watch it later, and I'll come back to you. Thanks for that, Stuart. Tom Blake in Rathfarnham says a statue to Mary Elms, the Irish Schindler, would be appropriate in TCD, her old college. Thank you for that. One from Marley Park, don't see any there, says another text. And the most popular sculpture around Dublin is the Irish Wolfhound, which appears on many statues and buildings. The one that is missing is Michael Collins. There is a bust of Michael Collins in Merrion Square. This I know. So as to a full statue, I don't know. We're going to leave it there for today, though. Thanks for all your texts that came in to 51551, and particularly the warm response to Dave and his attitude and hopefully his great successful career that lies ahead of him. You can email us throughout the day and all night if you wish to ryan@rte.ie. We do love to hear from you, so keep us posted as to how you are and what you're up to. And we'll talk to you tomorrow between 9 and 10. But in the meantime, stay tuned for Sarah McInerney and have a wonderful day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.